Ridiculous. Nazeem Hussain has joined us on the line on Fox Footy Live. He's a famous comedian. He's also part of your
brethren,
you'd call them. From a different year. And he's a big Melbourne supporter. Nazeem, welcome.
Thank you for having me. So good to be on with you, Dermo. I mean, we've experienced something that no one else can. No one will understand what we've been through.
Tell us a bit about it, Nazeem. You're on with Dane Swan.
Well, I mean, Dane Swan, I mean, that was a challenge in itself. I mean, the guy never showers, but, you know, we had to eat ostrich anus, goat's testicles, worse than prison, you know? Like, at least in prison when you're eating anus, you know the guy's name. Like, this was just horrible. I don't know what the rating for this show is like, but anyway.
It's not 11 o'clock yet, but that's fine.
Gay, when you got out... Have you been inundated with people saying, "Oh, come on, it's not real"? They take you out in the back later on and give you a decent feed.
I genuinely thought, honestly, I didn't watch the show before I went in, and before you go into lockdown, we were in a pretty similar situation to this in South Africa, where you're not allowed to talk to anybody, you don't know when you get to go into the jungle. Anyway, I started watching the show from lockdown. And I was like, oh, this looks pretty real. They've really done the setup quite well. So I went in and I thought, the cameras are going to turn up and we are going to get real food. But we didn't. Like, it was a surprise to me in show, in real time, that we were actually going to starve. And, you know, I think that's how they get the best content. They starve you. They bore the shit out of you. they play all these psychological games. I remember they brought a leaderboard in and we had to just divide up the chores. And before that, we were all getting on. They did that. They said, who's in charge of washing? And as soon as that became a discussion or a debate, everyone just turned on each other and we were arguing. It was a whack sociological experience.
Tell us a little bit more about Dane Swan in the jungle.
He's a good guy. He's got like nerves of steel. Nothing scares the guy. Nothing grosses him out. He did everything. He's super chill. Like, he's the opposite personality to most people I know, just like completely... Like, he's like a lizard. I don't think he doesn't move unless he needs to, which is why I can't. Like, I didn't know much about him until I got in there. And then everyone was like, oh, my God, Dane Swan is like an AFL legend. I was like, oh, okay, I know I'm on Fox Footy, but I never really watched a whole lot of footy. And, I couldn't really understand how this lazy dude just sitting on the log all day was some AFL great. But he's a good guy. He's a good guy, you know. Like, he came to my house the other day. We recorded a podcast, Survivor's Guide to Coronavirus, and he's now going to spend time with his missus, and he and her have not spent this amount of continuous time together in a long time.
Well, that's the thing. And the same, nobody knows his wife's name. It's just the missus. No, it's just...
Well, it's not his wife yet, you know.
Well, and there I you go. I think he doesn't
call her Blanket or anything like Michael. Like, he does, I think she's, you know, Taylor is her name. She's, the thing is, if you meet her, you'll be like, wow, you're an incredibly impressive person. You're ambitious. She's like a senior person at like a big corporation. She's, you know, really great, lovely, you know, upbeat sort of personality. And then you see Dane and you're like, what part of you is defective that you decided to date?
Hey, Nazeem, you've got lots of personality, it's fair to say. How do you spend your days as a comedian in isolation? What are you doing with yourself?
I don't know if you can see this piano, but I bought this piano and I've started learning off YouTube. Today, I found someone on Instagram, someone just tagged someone, and then I stalked that person's page, and on that page they had a singing teacher, so I contacted that person. I said, hey, can I learn singing from you over Skype? And then she called me up, and then
Nazeem, we want to see you play the piano.
Yeah, go over.
I'm so bad at it.
Don't worry about it. Let us be the judge of that.
You're better than us. Come on.
But now you're going to see that I'm wearing shorts.
That's okay.
Who cares,
that's
mate?
All right. We've seen legs before.
Robbo's head's nude.
Can you sing along?
Just play the piano.
If there's a slight chance we recognise what you're playing, we'll give it a go.
There we go.
It's Beatles. That's probably, you know, from when you guys were adults.
Oh.
Hang on, I messed up.
When I find myself in times of trouble.
Sing it down.
Go on.
Mother Mary comes.
Awesome.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words
words of wisdom, let it be.
You're singing.
Pretty good. Awesome. Pretty good. Fantastic.
Well done.
How long have you been learning that?
Continuously for about 4 days.
So you'll end up with a name like the Duke or something like that if you keep playing and improving at that rate.
I honestly thought my playing was bad, but your singing was a little bit worse.
Yes. We know that. The Duke has seen. That's saying.
There's not much else. I bought a jigsaw puzzle today from the chemist because you're only allowed to go to the pharmacy and the supermarket. And,
They're boring. You're a Melbourne supporter?
I'm a massive Melbourne supporter, guys.
How massive? Let's go through the numbers.
Ooh, I mean, can you really go past Max Gorn? He's the
What about your fullback Ray Biffin?
He's all right.
Beautiful. Hassaman?
I reckon Hass is a good player. What do you reckon?
I reckon, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things about him, and jury's still out.
I think
Bob Johnson, good forward.
He's good.
You can't embarrass me about knowing nothing about football on a football show, all right?
That's fine. I think the fact you played Let It Be for us from the Beatles is a massive deal.
That is
awesome.
Well done.
We really appreciate you coming on tonight. We've got a fair bit out of you, actually, and we look forward to hearing you play the piano next time. Maybe a guitar next time we get you.
Next after my singing lesson, I'll have to sing for you.
Do you sing?
No, not yet. Thursday. The first lesson is an audition to be a student, so I'll see if I pass that.
Oh, you got to audition to be a student.
You got to audition.
So they might say, oh, your entry level is just too low.
You're not even good enough to learn singing. Anyway,
that's Nazeem, thanks for having a chat to us. We absolutely loved it.
Can I just tell
more?
Nazeem, the last thing I was going to say, guess what?
What's that?
You know why Swanee went into the jungle? What? I had my shoulder operated on. I was actually due to go in that year and I had to pull out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No sliding doors.
Yeah, so Swanee went in at the 11th hour. Yeah, he did a whole lot better than me.
I'm happy to go hang out with you in the bush. I think one and one is fine still. We can eat anus together.
Let him go on that note. Thanks, Nazeem. You've been awesome.
Well done.
Didn't that shake take us to places? With
Very
you?
Early in prison.
Good on him for
I think we can get away with that.
Yeah,
he's a good lad.
We can get away with that, can we, at 8 o'clock at night?